Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan, has witnessed two decades of conflict, which forced millions to flee to neighboring countries and left infrastructure in ruins. The city, built to house 500,000, is now home to over 4 million. Afghans have started returning home by the thousands. Most are heading to the capital, which is already bursting at the seams. With a shortage of housing, they're living wherever they can find shelter. Tented settlements like this one in Binasar are springing up across the city. This family returned from a refugee camp in neighboring Pakistan last year, after having spent 10 years working there. They say they still feel like refugees, living in temporary shelter and having to move like nomads when conditions worsen in the winter. The man of the house, Jan Aga, has been sick with hepatitis for the past 6 months. With no electricity or water to keep them cool, the children are confined to a room to escape the hot summer days. Rahima is the main breadwinner in the family right now. Not a typical situation in conservative Afghan society. She has no choice but to sell bangles in the streets for a couple of dollars a day. It's barely enough to survive. Rahima goes from door to door looking for her daily wage, not knowing when she can return home to tend to her children. Rahima moves on to make enough for tomorrow's family meal of tea and bread. But with hundreds and thousands of Afghan refugees returning to Kabul, her chances of leaving her tent anytime soon seems unlikely.